Kendi and Ravo podcast, sponsored by Maves and the Garavo Bar.
Marky, there's a beer there for you if you need it.
It's Blue Moon again. Are you fully back on the Blue Moon?
No, I just bought four.
I'm gonna drink a little bit of it just to settle.
Yeah, I think it's no harm.
You can hear Ali roaring her head off downstairs.
So I think if you drink, the more of that you drink, the less of that child you'll hear.
Yeah.
That's the way fathers do it.
And the less of me misses I'll hear as well. I'll tell you one thing. Them wives, eh?
Eh?
Eh, why talk about them?
Why I oughta.
Them old first wives.
Yeah.
God almighty, no wonder people go seeking a second one. A different one, I meant to say. Either way, I sound like a prick.
Yeah.
Any news, no?
Is this 260?
Having a clue. I don't know. Really. I definitely think
it's 260. We finally made it to 260.
I couldn't even tell you what day it is, Rafe, I'm being fully honest
very
with myself.
This very nearly didn't happen.
Why?
It's Wednesday evening.
Oh, it is Wednesday evening, yeah. We didn't do it yesterday. Oh, I'm not telling another one of these stories. Are you going to make me do it?
Well,
unbelievable. Are you really good? Is that what you were getting at there?
I'm just going to open my biscuit here. It's an Elise chocolate tea cake that Brendan got me. And what happened to you yesterday morning?
It's awful annoying that you're doing this. First of all, I'm sick anyway with a man flu. Okay? I'm going heavy on the Sudafed. I'm guzzling Sudafed up me schnauzer.
And a side effect of that could be?
Is that what it was, actually?
Was it a fart?
Oh, stop. It was a fart, okay? God almighty, man. Every great Kendi story starts with him shitting himself.
Where were you, though, when it happened?
I woke up. I tried to make my morning fart. I try and do two things every morning. Have a coffee and have to let out something. Do you know? I burnt my daughter in and burnt my own arse. And, I didn't know, like, that it was because I was barely awake yet.
Yeah.
And sure, do you know what I mean? I let it out.
But you were right to.
I was right to let that out, yeah. But if I'd known, I wouldn't have let it out in my own, in the comfort of my own pants. Do you know?
But bottom line, then you text me and said, Ray, it's not happening tonight.
Yeah, so what happened then was I thought, that's interesting. And I put a little notch on the door saying, I think that's number 6 now in my lifetime, probably.
Yeah. Yep.
And then for the rest of the day, I thought, sure, this will settle. Did it shite. It did, if you're pardon the pun.
Well, look, it's Wednesday anyway, we're here and we're going to do a little short one.
So everyone out there, ha ha ha, Kendi shit himself again, okay? All right, it happens to the worst of us. But it did, you know, like, people laugh at me going, you know, maybe Kendi's no control over his bowels and stuff. But, like, I see it nowadays, especially on TikTok and stuff. Like, people our age aren't the only ones shitting themselves, you know? Like, we're just shitting ourselves for different reasons. Like, young people now are going travelling and they're celebrating shitting themselves.
Are they?
Have you noticed that?
No.
I see it all the time on TikTok. So they're going off and they're going, how are you? Sorry, now I didn't post for the last 2 days. But I'm here in Bali and I ate some street food.
Oh, and they go into it.
And I got food poisoning and then I've actually been stuck to the bowl for 2 days. But they're celebrating it like they're cultured now. So they're celebrating it like they're all cultured now. How, yeah, I'm just in India here. I'm after eating a meal that your man made with his feet on the side of the fucking road.
There was chickens in it.
The frogs were alive when they started cooking them and he made it in a ditch. So I ate that. I said, lo and behold, I wasn't expecting it, but I'm such a cultured guy. I got the shits.
Yeah.
3 days later, so sorry I didn't post for the last 3 days. And they're celebrating it. Kendi shits himself then because he had too much Sudafed and everyone laughs at it and goes, oh, and Kendi an old fart, you know? It's mental, like, because they're not doing it right. Like, I don't know who said this. It might have been, what's that long-haired fucking comedian's name from?
Oh, Bill Bailey.
No, he's another Billy gentleman. Connolly. No, Mickey Flanagan.
Oh.
Mickey Flanagan said, he said, we did it right. The British and the Irish did it right. Like, we went to Spain in the 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, me and the Naughties, really, because we aged and stuff. But, like, we decided, this is great and all, but we're not eating that food that you have.
No.
We're just going to set up a load of Irish and English places that we can then eat in.
Paddy's
every time.
Point.
Yeah, like we get here.
Yeah.
And they're all going to be called the Dubliner. And or Molly Malone's.
Yeah.
And we decided that's now, we won't get the shits now.
Yeah.
Do you know, we'll eat our own stuff and build our own little culture here. Yeah. Whereas young people nowadays are fucking, they're like, they're in Thailand going, how yeah, I'm eating a scorpion. And then they're wondering then why they can't post on TikTok for 5 days. And their stomach, I heard, God forgive me, I heard someone dying from eating some shit, like some raw, they ate a raw oyster and died, an influencer.
Well, how did you die from a raw oyster?
I haven't a clue. Brendan, look that up, lovey. It definitely happens. No, it did. Like, but fucking hell, like, will you stop, young people? Stop going exploring the world. There's a reason our bellies have acclimatized to spuds.
Do you think it was food poisoning?
No, I haven't a clue. I haven't a clue.
Because food poisoning was something we used to use when I was younger for getting out of school.
Yeah, because you could only be sick for a day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Must have been food poisoning.
Yeah,
must have been something I ate.
But you're cutting a bit food poisoning when you're eating bacon cabbage.
I know, but
every day.
Nothing ever. I don't think we ever had. I never knew anyone that got actual food poisoning.
No,
I see it happening a lot more lately.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because we're eating shit that we shouldn't be eating.
I don't think it's that. I think people are still using the same excuse. The SOAS influencers you're talking about, they just took 3 days off.
Well, I don't think this one did now. I shouldn't be saying that. I feel I shouldn't laugh at the dead. I mean, I'm not making a laugh at the dead or whatever. But, like, that is definitely the problem, is that there people are going off eating shit.
They're like,
oh, I got this for 30 cent. Like, your man literally meant it with his toes. Like, yeah. And I could see him and it was a curry. And you're like, you dirty fucking pig. No wonder.
Oh, I got a new pan.
All right, okay. Good.
Sorry, you're talking about making stuff with your feet.
Ah, but you're not. You don't seem to be making stuff with your feet.
No,
you?
I'm not. But I got an Evan Maguire stainless steel pan.
Ah, you got the tokens in super value.
I got the €45 Dun Story. I went all out.
Yeah, and what's it like?
It is unbelievable.
So I think non-stick is a myth. I spent a fortune on pans and everything sticking to the cutting thing. The house nearly burnt down the other day.
The non-stick wears off, but this yolk is fantastic. I don't mean to be plugging Nevin Maguire and his cookery ranges.
He's only up the road from a shirt,
Christ,
Nevin.
On a bike. It's the best. Food has tasted better since I got it.
Go away.
Yeah.
It doesn't make that much of a difference.
It does. It cooks things nicer.
But does it though either? Does. Or is it just that you've been using the same shitey pan for the last 30 years? You've been using a dirty, pucky, sowy old pan. That is, as in, you're tasting food that you made 10 years
I'm
ago.
I'm tasting food. Food that Sean O'Reilly made 10 years
ago.
That's
still on.
Yeah, that's still on my pan.
Sean, remember that time you made the Thai green curry? 6 years ago. I'm about to get the hint of that now and be fried. That's what's happening there. You just haven't tasted clean food in a long
tremendous.
Time.
It's tremendous. I would recommend anyone. I'm surprised I didn't do it before, buy a new pan. Well, I did back about 8 years ago and then...
Yeah, and now it's time to do it again. But are you doing that because of your new house?
Well, yeah, because we needed a pan.
Are you moved in yet, no?
No, not yet now.
Can I ask you, you took 2 weeks, almost a fortnight even, away from the government.
From the Department of Government.
Yeah, the Department of Government fell apart those 2 weeks.
No, it didn't. It actually got on better than it never got on before.
It did, yeah. Put 1.4 million into a security shed
when
Ray was gone.
Put 9 million euro into pouches for young ones in school.
I mean, just...
I thought they were cases for phones.
I thought they were getting everyone a case for a
phone. I thought they were getting a nice OtterBox for every child in the country.
Can I get Pikachu on my one, like?
But no, apparently. And then I seen some bureau today said that that if you bang them against the wall...
You can open them.
You'll open them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the thing is, if you don't want kids to have their phones in schools, do you know what's a lot cheaper than 9 million worth of cases? Just one owl box at the door.
Yeah, or if we see your phone, you lose it.
Yeah. That's what they used to do to
simple,
us.
Yeah.
That's what they used to do to us.
If you bring a phone in, that's it, it's gone.
What's wrong with the owl methods? Because I certainly listened to them. I was not a delinquent in school.
No.
There's a couple of things. If I took my phone out, I'd be terrified because it would be taken off.
Yeah, it'd be taken off.
My Nokia 3510 I got taken off me. I had more times for texting Nicola in class. Love you. She was in science. I was in history. Love you, babes.
Love you, babes.
Do you want to beat and shift around the back of the bike shed later? Phone taken off, Nokia 3510, I gone out of me love.
Yeah.
And then also for wearing football tops as well.
Yeah.
We had a teacher, Joe Mulhern, fair play to him, great fella.
Shout out to Joe. Is he still alive?
Joe, he is.
Oh,
Joe used to come in and you'd be wearing an old Liverpool top or a Bayern Munich top that you got abroad when you were in Santa Ponsa drinking pints in the Dubliner as well, trying to avoid the foreign food.
At 14.
Yeah, at 14.
Right.
No, and you come back in school then with your brand new top to lie to yourself with the fake jersey from Portugal or Santa Ponsa.
Mm.
And he'd say, oh, geez, that's cool. And
would he?
And then he'd go, take it off.
Take it off. Would you have to take it off then? And
oh, you would, yeah, you'd be fucking terrified. Yeah, he'd say to take off all your clothes. No, I'm not kidding.
What kind of, like, were you just, was it just you and Joe when he told you to take it off?
Yeah, it was the two of us, yeah. There was candles. No, I'm only messing. He'd come into the class, though. That's what he used to do.
It's an awful thing to do for
him. It was such a great way of doing it. That's cool.
Yeah.
Take it off.
Take it off. That's a lovely jersey.
Yeah.
Take it off.
No, take that off, though.
Yeah.
But
you might need to look at that.
No, it was in front of me. I'd have a uniform on.
Oh, he'd make you do it in front of others.
Yeah, he used to make you do it out with the flagpole in front of the whole school.
Right,
all that. Okay. No, that's terrible.
You were
a great
saying
teacher.
Something about my 2 weeks off before you got into child abuse.
Oh, yeah. Did you get stuff done?
Oh, did you? I got the garden of the house sheen that we bought. I got it all trimmed.
You mowed the lawn in 2 weeks?
I mowed the lawn and I trimmed the hedges and I cleared out all the old furniture out of the house.
Oh, that's good.
Which was mad because it's mad going through other people's stuff.
Yeah.
Like there was.
Oh, I love going through other people's stuff. I do it every night. Do you want to do it later?
Why would you do that?
I bring it home without them knowing as well.
What?
Yeah, I'd go into someone's house.
No. What are you on about?
You're not allowed to do that.
No. That's a really random segue there.
Breaking into it. No,
yeah.
Fine.
But yeah, the kind of stuff that was left was like old chairs and tables, and then there was like boxes of old documents and things. The marriage cert of the previous occupants was there from 1957.
Jesus.
And stuff like, and a big foot and a half high statue of Jesus Christ. And I didn't know, could you dump that or not?
No, because he'd come after you then.
Well, that's
no, what, that's what happens. Know,
I've never heard Jesus coming after
you. No, he does. He comes after you. If you dump a statue of him that's over a foot tall.
Is it?
Yeah, he starts haunting you then.
I did ask the book that was bringing the stuff. I said, is it okay to actually put that in the dump? Because I would have thought, you know.
Why, like?
Well, it's a statue of Jesus, like.
It's famous. You would have thought it was, like, to get rid of something like that.
Blasphemous, yeah.
Would you have thought it would have been
blasphemous? A little bit blasphemous, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get that too, but, like, at the same time, you can't be holding on to everything. No. Like, if that was the case, then,
there was a pucky old, sowy old recliner chair as well that I couldn't let go.
But it's, yeah, see, it's funny the stuff that you're on about there that is throwing out stuff that has sentimental value, like, and that you could, because I fucking know from watching the Antiques Roadshow, they could say, that was actually, would you believe, the one time Michael Collins came to Sligo, he sat in that chair.
Yeah.
It's $250,000 it's worth now.
Yeah.
You know? So you have to be careful throwing out stuff that you might consider to
I thought we'd find money.
Me and Brenda went to a house one time. Just the two of us, we started kissing. No. Me and Brenda went to a house. There's a gentleman, I won't say his name because I don't like giving away people's names, but he was living on the property.
Yeah.
But then there was an old cottage that was battered and bruised, like, you know? That he had a studio in.
Yeah.
But one of the rooms he didn't touch, which was, the story goes, and it was in Sligo, the story goes that the couple that lived there just, like, disappeared one day.
Jesus.
Not, like, disappeared, but, like, not like it's a horror story, but it would have been that they, I think they took off to England.
They left quickly.
Maybe they ran out of money and they were like, let's just go, you know? Mm. But they left a lot of the stuff in the cottage in situ.
Mm.
So their evening wear was still hanging up on the door. So, like, their Sunday clothes.
Jesus.
You know? And on top of that as well, underneath the bed was still wrapped wedding presents.
Wow.
So
anything nice.
Yeah, so he opened one of them, didn't he, Brendan? And he said that there was pillowcases in it.
Lovely.
That would have been the stuff that was... But it was amazing because we walked through the house and it was amazing to see something of that age still just left the way it was, like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, he had turned the rest of it and turned it into shite. No, but, no, he didn't. He turned one of them into a cool studio, but he still left their bedroom the way it was.
Nice.
Yeah.
A bit creepy, but yeah. A
little bit creepy. Me and, in order to, like, I felt bad then going, like, I found the spirit of love still in the house.
Oh.
When we saw all of that.
Do you feel that sort of stuff?
Yeah, we felt that love. So me and Brendan hopped into the bed.
Stop. Right.
No, I won't get into too much. Okay, yeah. Go on anyway. Any crack ray from you besides that? So the house,
I'm working on it.
In 2 weeks, you cut the lawn.
Yeah, but I had to get the Snickers pants, so I'm only starting to wear them now. So
I can't believe that. You had 2 weeks, Ray.
Yeah, work is going to be undertaken.
When will you move in? 2036?
It'll be sometime next year.
And you have to redo the lawn then every time you go back into the
I probably
place.
Have to recut the lawn now.
Again?
Yeah.
It's a big, massive bastard lawn you have.
Yeah, it's a big community games lawn.
And I don't want to be given out about your lovely house and all, but it's a pucky old, sowy old, swampy old lawn.
Tis.
I went down, man, I nearly went 6 foot down into the ground.
I found out there is a small little stream that runs through it.
There is, yeah. It's got its own ecosystem.
Yeah, it has
there.
Now. But only because,
So
yeah.
What do you have to do with that?
I have nothing. Just,
you'd have
just
to do a wee bit of
put
reading.
Up a little sign and say stay away from the pond.
Well, it was too late for
I'll
me
make
anyway.
It a small little water. I didn't know it was there.
It's a water feature.
It is a water feature.
And there's a water feature upstairs as well coming in from the roof. No, there's not.
There is. No, you're right.
Is there actually? Is there only?
Yeah. No, we bought a good quality house down, fairness.
I was making little jokes there. I didn't know
there's
that
a small little drop coming in.
Is there actually?
It's nothing major, you know.
Ray, I'll have that dry panel in no time. Don't worry about that, Ray. If you give me a week and a pair of Snickers, I'll have that dry panel.
There's a couple of things I wanted to get through with you.
Go on.
Now, obviously, I need to talk to you about how you're getting on, but we'll leave that for a moment.
Oh, yeah, good. Yeah.
Or did you want to talk about it now?
No, I don't want everyone to talk about it, but that's okay, yeah.
Do you want to talk about it?
Do you want me to just go through what it...
Yeah,
okay,
please. How was week number two with two children?
I was contemplating dropping the baby back to the hospital again because they were clearly doing a better job than we were looking after.
Is it bad? Is it?
Oh, So, me and Nicola have been debating this at home and maybe parents will help with
divorce.
This. No, well, we've certainly been debating divorce. Mm. Nicola said that to you downstairs. Mm-hmm. It's a good job she settled today because we might have got divorced.
Yeah.
So, parents will tell me this. What happens? Was your first baby really good?
Yeah.
Or did you mentally block out the bad times
with
your first baby?
Just younger people and better able to deal with it?
Well, that could be. That's number three.
Yeah.
And number four is, it just easier at one baby? Because me and Nicola are chatting to each other all week going, Ali wasn't like this, no way, you know, but she probably
was. Layla doing so wrong?
First of all, she keeps smoking out the window and we can smell it, like, she thinks
She leaves leaving dishes in the,
yeah,
in the sink.
There's fag butts everywhere. Yeah. No, it's just that she's... now, this is one thing I don't want to say. People say, oh, I have a very colicky baby. You don't, like...
Yeah.
A nurse said to us in the hospital, if you had a baby with colic,
you would know all about it. Yeah, yeah.
It's not what everyone thinks it is.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when someone says...
What is colic?
Oh, sure, I have OCD, but you know, you're just a bit tidy. Like, you don't...
What's colic?
So colic is like... I think it's something to do with their reflux and their gas, and that they could literally... A child constantly screams.
Oh, they'll have heartburn and they just be upset about it.
Layla has heartburn, like...
Yeah.
Like, for sure. Like,
next year.
But we all... Yeah, you can't...
Can you just give them a Rennie?
Yeah, it turns out you can't really just put a Rennie in a baby's mouth.
Well, I suppose no, if they start small, don't you?
No, there is stuff you can give them, like... So two days ago, we got this thing that we used to give to Ali as well, like, and it seems to have settled. Yesterday we started giving it to her. What the Infocal it's called, you know? And
sounds dangerous.
Yeah, no, it's it does. It sounds kind of like
Infocal,
like a EU police force.
Yeah.
Oh, your man got done. He got away with it in Ireland, but Infocal came from, and they raided the land.
Yeah.
Infocal got everything off him.
Yeah.
So we given her that, and it seems to have settled her a little bit. Like, but the difference, if you're wondering, oh well, what is it about the baby that she... Anytime she's awake, she's constantly crying.
Oh, I heard this in the phone when I rang you the last day. I wanted to ask you a question about Gior.
And you couldn't.
I couldn't ask you. I had no patience at all. I was listening to her going, why is this child roaring in the
background? Do you know what's funny about that, though? You had no patience, whereas I was going, no, go on ahead. I'm well able to talk. There was two kids roaring behind me.
It was awful. I was going, I feel so bad for
you. Because that becomes the soundtrack of your life.
Wow.
You just become numb to it. Like, you... I was willing to have a perfectly...
Yeah, you were well on for talking about it.
Yeah, I was like, let's have a chat. And you were like, I can't do this.
Dealing with this. No, it was horrible.
And I was like, but that's what it sounds like all the time.
Oh, wow.
Literally before we came up here, the other one, Ali was screaming her head off.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you have kids, like...
Headphones?
You just... No, you can't. You can't do that.
Put them in a box.
That's what we're up against. And so she's not sleeping incredibly well.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then I was trying to say to Nicola, did that, like, oh, Ali slept very well, but
What room did you put her in?
The attic. So
you referred to the attic, didn't you?
Yeah. When we had Ali on her own, we would kind of take it in turns looking after her and stuff.
Oh.
But on top of that as well, I was fit to be like, Nick, you go to sleep now.
Yeah.
I'm going to take her and I'm going to drive, or I'm going to go down and watch TV and keep her settled.
Yeah.
You know, to all hours of the night. And then, or I'm going to come in and play PlayStation with the boy, and I'll have her and she'll be all right, and don't be worrying. That's not happening this time. Since we brought Ali home, and I swear to shit this is true, I haven't turned on the PlayStation. I know this is like, oh, boo-hoo.
No, but I find this shocking that you haven't turned on the PlayStation.
No, but what I mean is, I haven't had time to do... I haven't watched TV yet. I haven't done that. This is a week and a half in.
Have you golfed?
I haven't golfed, Ray.
Have you sported?
No.
No sports?
Nothing. So, and it's not that I'm like, we're stressed out of it. What I mean is... I haven't actually had a minute to do any of that stuff.
Yeah.
So now I get to record this podcast, and then I get to go and get look after him again, get out, and then I go gig.
Yeah.
And then I get home then, and it's like, well, we better make sure that Layla's looked after again. Mm. I can't really go anywhere because Ali's here as well.
Mm.
You know, and then we get up in the morning, then Ali full-time on the go, late, and so there's no minute, like.
Jesus.
But we're just in, me and Nick are in that moment now where we have two... under two, I suppose they say, even though Addy's over two now, but like we have two young kids, and we said to G downstairs, I can't wait till they're teenagers. We're only a week and a half into the fucking thing.
I hope,
and I'm already going, do you remember when they're teenagers and or when we were teenagers and we just went off to her? Brendan's probably looking now going, it doesn't get any better.
I didn't know what the look for Brendan was, but it actually was.
But the thing is, you feel
it doesn't get any better.
You can't help yourself because you lose the head, right? You get really angry.
Yeah.
And then you feel atrociously bad because you got angry at a little baby that can't do anything about it.
Right.
And like, so I'd find myself going, oh, for Layla, please, Layla, will you stop? And then you realise, I'm screaming at a baby who doesn't
understand you.
Understand this at all.
Yeah.
My heart shattered today as well, by the way. I dropped Nick out to the doctor's again. Mm-hmm. Turns out, I go to, this is the other thing as well, our doctor's in Strand Hill.
Yeah.
I have to drive past the golf club now four or five times a week.
That's awful sad.
To either bring a baby in or bring Nicola in. Like, Nicola's still on the mend. Like,
you know? Of course, yeah.
I drive, so, and then I was like, I'm going to bring the two girls down to the water now and let them look at the water.
Hmm.
Of course, then Ali says, that's brilliant water. Can I get out of the car and have a right look at it?
Yeah.
I said, you can for a minute now, but then we have to get back into the car.
Yeah.
Because I'm not bringing the baby out to the water. It's freezing. So I brought, she screamed bloody murder when I tried to put her back into the car. And I got mad then. And then I realised, hang on, Mark. it's a poor 2-year-old girl who just wants to see the people kite surfing in Strand Hill.
She wanted to have her full Strand Hill experience.
She did, yeah. She wanted to get a coffee and shells, take a picture of us.
Post it on her local Instagram.
Absolutely. And wear her Carhartt little top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just say cozy vibes. And,
and
then I was like, this isn't right. I don't even have time. We don't have time even to bring poor Ali out to the water. And I was just bet with guilt.
Sorry now.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
You're having a tough time of it.
Not really. Like, we're grand. Like, yeah, but we're not the only people ever that had two babies. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it happens all the time. Yeah. So, but it is funny. It is funny now to be back in it again going, geez, I forgot what babies are like. Mm. There's a sweet spot around 6 months.
That works out.
I'm waiting for that. For about 2 weeks, it works.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that now.
I have every faith in you.
Thanks, man.
You'll get through this.
We're flying.
Yeah.
We're flying. Yeah, and if we don't get through it, Ray, there's plenty more fish in the sea.
There is.
I've always told myself that.
There's always plenty more fish in the sea.
There and is. I'm a hip-hop happening guy.
You are.
I dress young.
A very virulent hip-hop
cute.
Happening guy.
Yeah, yeah. Very, you know. Do you know, yeah. I could get any kind of fella.
Yeah.
I'm still sick. Anyway, that's how we're getting on. We're getting through it. That's all. And the good thing is, talking to you about this, since you don't have them yet, I mean, you know, you're kind of going, I don't know what you're on about, Kenji. The great news is that on the 12th of December,
mm-hmm.
I can talk to a fella who was also a Bure daddy.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to get Donegal daddy, Micheál, is going to be there.
On the 12th of December, Garavogue live show, that you still don't want to do, no? No. Or has it gotten a little
now
bit more
Now I do want to
it?
Do it.
Thank God.
Yeah. Now that it's Donegal daddy that's doing the show, now I'm like, all right, now someone's speaking McKendy, you know?
Well, we're going to do specific games and tasks that particular show.
About just raising young ones.
Well, to see who's the better daddy.
Oh, fuck. No, I won't win that.
Yeah.
He's way better.
Just like a hen night. Or not a hen night, a baby shower.
No, that's
sorry,
not
hen
nights
and baby showers are very different.
He's a far better father than ever was, Ray.
We're going to have a, you know, a nappy making contest.
Okay, well, listen. We're not going to make a nappy now, Ray.
No.
I can change a nappy all he wants. Can't make it from the scrickety. No way. So, the other thing is as well, he's a far better father than I am.
We should be the judge of that.
No, no. I'm
you have every
right
chance
now.
Of being the best father.
Not really. Not really. I'm going to tell you that.
I think he has
up.
More children, hasn't he? He has three.
He has three, yeah. And yeah, I have so two that I know of. So,
anyway, it'll be a marvellous night. The tickets are on sale now. You'll get the ticket link is on our bios of all our platforms.
Yeah. Or just go on Ticketmaster and search Kenji Rainbow Live.
Live.
Kenji Rainbow Live searching, please.
Type searching,
please, for Kenji Rainbow Live.
Right. A few bits.
Have you a few bits? Yeah, go on.
Just a few bits now just to get everybody through. First of all, it's a shout out. I'm going to get this out of the way straight away.
Mm-hmm.
Cathy and Pete. Cathy. Yeah. I was struggled there.
Cathy and Pete.
Cathy and Pete are getting married.
Oh, lovely. Book the Atlantic Band.
Oh, yeah.
They fucking booked Blue Moose or Gorilla Radio,
no,
didn't they?
No,
they booked the 65. Just tell me straight up, Ray. I'm not angry.
They'd be Cathy be a sister of the 65. If you can be related to a wedding. Man.
Yeah, well, she's getting money off then. Okay, now it's okay, Cathy.
Yeah,
now it makes sense.
Cathy and Pete are getting married.
Carl gave her 100. He gave her £100 off.
Yeah, exactly.
Did I ever tell you that story? A fella charged his own father
£800.
£800 plays 60th. Yeah,
no,
he charged
that's
him, yeah.
wrong.
And then when he got a gig that was worth more money, then he cancelled on him the week
oh,
before.
Geez, no,
isn't
that's...
that absolutely shocking?
Who is this
Have
person?
You ever, I'm not saying it. No, I'm not saying
but,
the name,
but
that's true as
after,
God. He said, and it's a one-man show. Not a band.
If you sign up for the Patreon, you'll get the name.
No, you won't. You won't. Isn't that shocking, though?
Yeah.
£800 to your own father for a 60th. And then when you got a gig more money, you said, no, I'm not doing that now, Dad.
Yeah, right. Well, anyway, fair play to Cathy and Pete. I'm sure they got a good deal in Carl. Fair play to them.
Cathy and Pete, congratulations on your engagement. And look.
And married now soon.
We'll do the day two.
We'll do a day two if you want.
Yeah. Two and a half.
I want to talk to you about. First of all, I'm getting into the small stuff.
Yeah, go on into Pete the small
Diddy.
Stuff.
Apparently he's in bad humor, bad bother.
But did he?
But did.
That's the big question.
That's the big question.
Did he?
I was looking at the list of people that did it with him.
Did P. Diddy diddly? Or diddly not diddy?
Yeah. So, P. Diddly.
Yeah. And did he have... Was it Diddy's that he was diddling?
Anyway, Diddy was diddling.
Right.
And there's a list of people he was diddling with.
Now.
Right? Now.
This is like the Jeffrey Lunchbox
list. Have you looked through
What's
the list?
What's your man's name? Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you looked through the list at all?
Don't tell me I'm on it.
No. Well, I'll tell you why you're not on it. There isn't a single Irish celebrity on the list.
Good. Good, Ray.
I know it's good.
Yeah.
But why didn't he invite
the
Irish
only
people?
Diddling we, the only diddling we do, Ray, is when we're fiddle-diddling.
Yeah.
And we'll fiddle-diddle in a corner all night, but we'll not kid-diddle.
But it was good for the country in that no Colin Farrells or
Lovely.
Brendan Gleesons or anyone was
No, but
was
isn't
on the
that
list.
Fucking great? I'll tell you one thing about Hollywood and the Medici. They're it's mental, the stuff that goes on there.
Yeah.
Imagine, think about it. Think about what happened there. It's another...
I don't want to think about it. It's the worst thing that I've ever heard.
It's another cult, like. Yeah, it is. Another Hollywood cult. It's unbelievable. Disgusting. It's disgusting.
But it's great if there was an Irish lad at it or an Irish lady. I'm sure they're standing there going, it's shite.
Yeah, I love the way they said this is shite.
Shite now. I'm not dying this, I'm away. Yeah,
there's no Guinness, and also I don't like what's going on over in that corner.
Exactly.
So I'm not going to go near there. But come here, who was on it then? Who's on the list?
Now,
like?
You be careful now, you can't say any of that.
What do you mean? You can't say any of this.
But you can't also listen to most of the music you were listening to when you were young.
Go away.
Because it appears all of them are asses.
Were they all asses?
Yeah, they were.
I mean, it's funny you say that, because there is stories of, and I can't think of any of the names right now, thank God, because otherwise I'd try and just throw them out there. But like of, you know these people that, like rock stars back in the day?
Yeah, and like then, Nickelback.
Yeah, no, why would you say like Nickelback?
Because they're rock stars, it's debatable.
Yeah, okay.
There's a joke. There's always a debate over Nickelback. I'm not implying that there were anything to do with it.
Yes, you are, though. No, I'm not.
You said, like, rock stars, and the first thing that came into my head was Nickelback.
Chad Kroeger had the boys.
Yeah, he's a rock star.
No, yeah, he's a rock star, nothing to do with any of this.
No.
You know rock stars in the 70s, and you're like, oh, they were class bands.
Yes.
That English Brit rock bands, unbelievable. And then you're like, you know, he used to bring a 13-year-old girl, like, around the world. That's what happened, like.
Yeah, true, okay.
And we all just kind of, back then, people kind of went,
Do you know who's an awful bollocks?
Probably shouldn't be. Yeah, who's an awful bollocks, right? I love this game. Do you know who's an awful bollocks? It's one of the best games Irish people play.
It's very small.
It's such a class game. Do you know who's an awful bollocks?
It's actually something we say an awful
lot. We should have that at RTE. Yeah. Like the lyrics board or fucking any of them shows we used to have. And ladies and gentlemen, here we go with another round of Do You Know Who's an Awful Bollocks?
Yeah, well,
and Brendan O'Connor up there presenting it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, geez, I'm the top answer. That's awkward.
Elton John.
Elton John's a bollocks, Rick.
He's an awful bollocks.
He's an awful bollocks.
Only because I seen a video of him, and I know it wasn't fake, but I seen a video of him roaring at his monitor engineer about getting the balance right in his in-ear mix.
You wouldn't see fucking Christy Moore doing that to Dickens Whitehead.
No.
There's not a chance he'd be doing that to Dickens Whitehead.
Wouldn't.
Not
so
a chance.
That was the end of me and Elton, so I won't listen to any of his tunes anymore.
Yeah, so there's plenty of them.
Except for Baby Dancer. That's
come
a
here.
Nice song.
Now that you said that, do you know who's an awful bollocks?
Who?
Van Morrison.
Well,
Van Morrison's a bollocks, Ray.
Is he?
He is. He walked off the stage in Belfast roaring at his engineer one time.
Oh, that's fair enough.
Do you remember that? He called him every flues under the sun.
Well, if you're calling an engineer's name, I know what it's like, because I had my run name at E17 the time where
stop now.
They're
did you have
an
awful
power of bollocks as
Do you know who's an awful bollocks?
Who?
E17.
There.
Go on. What did E17? I don't mind saying this.
They were such a spectacular fall from grace. They played in our favourite bars. Like the Garavogue.
And what we mean by that is obviously the Garavogue's class gigging. But when you're E17 number one at Christmas, and all of a sudden then you're playing like in the local pub, like,
yeah, exactly.
You know?
But I was doing my best to get the sound right for them.
Yeah.
And they were roaring at me going, no, it's not right.
Okay, well, what do you know what you say to them? Sorry, lads, sound might be a bit different since the last time you did a gig 25 years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
Get up there now with your three fucking wireless SM58s and enjoy us.
Can we make this a weekly event?
Do you know who's an awful bollocks?
And each of us will have
someone. Have to have someone.
Yeah.
That is such an idea. I love. Please, Brendan, will you text us, Brendan, during the week into the WhatsApp and make sure we remember that? We have to come up with someone.
And
you
people
know
can text in, and although, no, I don't want to encourage that. I get enough texts as it is. But I don't want to get inundated with, you know who's an awful bollocks. This is ages.
That is such a great game. Do you know who's an awful bollocks?
So that was the P. Diddy. Oh yeah, I wanted to talk about something that I got conned on Instagram.
You're joking. Why? What's it done for?
Do you know the way now?
Local women in your area. No.
Do you know the way there's advertising now? If you're not paying the $12.99 to Meta, you get inundated with ads between stories. So you're watching stories on Instagram. So you're looking at Mark and his new baby.
Yeah.
And then
pops up. Did you know you can get a tax rebate?
Yeah. Or it pops up, you know, new shirt from our new.
I don't mind the EJ's one now, Ray. I won't hear a bad word said about it.
Well, new shirt.
I won't hear a bad word said about
EJ's. I was
going
to say about some sort of German shirt maker called Volk.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, well, I get the True Classic. Are you a fat piece of shit? Look, that's what I get. True Classic. Yeah. That's the ads I get. Yeah.
I started to get stuff where. Fixing scratches on a car.
Oh, mine's gone very bad. Don't buy a silver car, anyone. Mine's very bad.
I know, but so I have my van a long time now.
Yeah.
And there are a few scratches on it, which I'd love to fix.
I'd love to ding mine out of a chair.
And no, but I seen this ad for this marker you can get. And you just colour in the scratch and it automatically matches the. And I did look at it and go, wow, that's
shite.
Unreal. So I spent $14.99.
Oh, you got done. You got cash.
$14.99 and it went to China. And I got an envelope in the post a couple of weeks back with two markers.
Crayons.
Well, they might as well have been crayons.
Boy.
So first of all, there was no instructions on how to use them. They came in three bits. So you had to assemble the marker. And then I started colouring. And it only made the scrape worse.
Oh my God. Ray, you got got.
I got got.
You got got.
But I got so got. And I'm upset about it.
Yeah, no. Anything like that. So if it's too good to be true.
It definitely
it is.
Isn't.
Then it is too good to be true. Mm. You know what I mean? So $14.99 on a marker that's going to fix your traffic.
What
not,
did I know?
Yeah, not, it's unbelievable. Like, yeah. And it's the same with those True Classic t-shirts.
Yeah.
This is a 3XL mark. It's going to fit you perfectly in your big stupid gut. Yeah. It won't.
No.
It doesn't change anything.
No.
That reminds me.
Go on.
Oh my God, that reminds me. I can't believe this. I really hope I'm not called. I promise you, if you listen, I promise you, I don't mean this in a bad way.
You're a person.
And if you do listen to the podcast, then it makes this next point null and void.
Right.
I got a message. I got this random page liking some of my posts.
Yeah.
And then sending me a message. The page the page was a fitness gentleman.
Oh.
Now he's followed by 6 or 7 people that I follow.
Yeah.
You know? And the message just said, I'll read it out to you. Because
I'm intrigued now.
I felt like saying to him, I think you got that wrong. I won't say his name. Hey, right. Mark, is there anything I can cover to help you on your fitness journey? Right? So straight up, going straight to the source.
Yeah.
And I immediately thought, I haven't been on a fitness journey since about 2009.
I don't think you ever started a journey.
I didn't start a journey.
No.
So why is he saying to me, oh, I'll help you on the journey, like, you know?
Yeah.
And
did you write back?
No, I didn't, but I felt like saying, unless you have a set of jump leads, maybe to start the journey.
Right.
There's not a, so I did find it weird that marketing has now gone as far as...
I'll text you directly.
I'll actually text you directly and say, I think you need to start a fitness journey the size of you.
Yeah.
That's what I got there.
But that'd be
Mark, I had a couple of looks. Now, I like the photos. I had a couple of looks of your Instagram. Not looking great now, to be honest.
Would it be the equivalent of you texting some girl from Derry? And saying,
I never did that, by the way, in case anyone was.
What? And saying, if you're ever on a hen in Sligo, would you like me to play dirty old hen? Or what would you like? Or put text in the
it
pub
is.
And kind of going, is there any chance you'd like a gig in that Monday where you have no gigs?
Yeah, no, that's more. But it's more what you said there. Yeah. It's more like texting someone, come here just in case you're ever in a pub that I'm playing in, any requests.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's it.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
That's a little bit. Mm. But I did find it a bit like, I felt like saying to him, don't you be trying to start any journey in my head.
Why didn't you get back to him and
I
say,
will now, it only came in today.
Not interested in a journey at the moment.
Well, because maybe I am though.
Oh.
Do you want to hear another inside Kendi's head?
Yes.
Right? I don't know if people enjoy this or not or if they think I'm a fluke. But anyway. So, I had a friend of mine who said to me, we're getting older.
Yeah.
He said, we need to start looking after each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's no bother at all. Let's do that. We'll have a bath together or something. Right? He said, I have another friend of mine in Dublin who just did one of these 8-week bulk camps.
What's a bulk camp?
Where you like, it's really strict. So these coaches online, how's it, you know, the guys who talk with their hands?
Are we doing
folks, join my thing. But some of them, it's legit. So what they do is they, 8 weeks and you load yourself with calories, I presume. I don't know, like, but you
eat
and eat
and
eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. And then you put on weight and then obviously you then lean down again.
All right.
Because you can't build up all that unless you have the weight there to do it. Otherwise you just get skinny.
So you're going to get big?
That's what he said to me. He said, one of my friends did it.
Yeah.
You want to see the head in him. He's ripped as a prime calf.
Right.
Fucking, this works. So I said to him, I will genuinely consider that because I'm not like mad unhappy with how I look now, but I know I'm on a bad trajectory.
Okay.
As in, I haven't looked my best since I was 25.
It's not looking good for you, is what you're saying.
No.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm coming down the mountain, Casey Daly job. Right. And I'm fucking building up speed. You know when you build up speed and you can't stop then?
Yeah, I've been there.
You know? So he's he's trying to slow me down with an old pulley system.
But
or something.
Is the other book, the texture. Obviously, it's widely known in the fitness industry.
Well, it must be going around.
The tendon needs an offer, knows the corrective action.
And they're all chatting, going, someone better message
someone him. Someone talk, like, this is interventions.
Yeah, so yeah, that's what it is.
You know you're bad when actual gym people are texting.
He's ringing an alarm bell in my face. Woo, woo, woo. Kendi, stop. Yeah. There where you are now. You're on a bad way. So,
that's
friend,
good, because no one's texting me.
Yeah, well, you're obviously in the prime of your life.
Absolutely.
You're ripped as a bull. Yeah. They call you Ray Beefcake McAndrew.
Beefcake McAndrew.
That's what they call you. So my friend said it to me. This is, I never say this stuff to anyone, by the way, but anyway, I don't mind saying it to you because I know it's a little bit irrational.
Yeah.
So, I really consider this.
Yeah.
He even said to me, my friend, fair play to him, he said to me, it's expensive, I'll pay for it for the two of us now. I know you have a baby coming. I'll pay for the two of us to go and do it. It's really expensive, but it's also exhaustive. Like, you have to be in it. Like,
Where would you get time for this with all the
children? That's the other thing, is the time.
Yeah.
So I said to him, I'd be well into doing that.
Yeah.
It's good discipline, and I really like the idea, and I'd love to see, can I push myself in a physical capacity again, like I used to when I was young?
Yes.
Get myself fit as a fiddle. And then I thought about it, and I didn't tell him. I said, this is my only worry with this. This is awful. I worried that I would say it to Nicola and to you and to Brendan.
Mm.
And I thought that you'd say to me, you're not going to be able to do that, you stupid prick.
Really?
That's what I panicked and I...
And you didn't do it?
I didn't do it.
And now you're saying
I thought that I thought that the accountability crushed me, because I thought that you go, did you hear Kendi thinks he's actually going to be able to do some of that
Absolutely
stuff?
Absolutely not. Brendan.
I know that's
well.
Irrational.
Yeah, totally irrational.
But that's the accountability side of it.
Maybe it was just your way of getting out of it.
The thing is...
Let's face it now.
No. The thing is, that is a part of it too.
Yeah.
Me, it's my own.
You
goal.
Developed an inner narrative saying, don't do it.
Yeah. So my inner, me saying, I was afraid to tell Nicola about this, and her going, Mark, we need to be realistic with stuff now.
Yeah.
That was my fear. So we're not going to do this thing that you're on about doing that you're going to give up. That's me.
When did Nicola start telling you what to do?
No, never. But that's me telling myself I'm not going to be able to do it.
Yeah,
that's
what, it is.
What that is.
What you're doing is you're putting your own thoughts on other people.
I am.
That's and you're blaming us for stopping you.
That's
and then
exactly.
You're pure bitter with us then. I could tell. Because you didn't text
I've been
me
off.
Back. You
I've been off
text,
with
you. Yeah, you haven't texted back to anything in the group. Are we recording yet tomorrow? No, no, not a word back.
I've been off with you since you talked me out of that.
Yeah.
In my head. Since you talked me out of it in my head,
I think
been
it's a different 8-week course you need.
Isn't that? It absolutely is.
So now.
Isn't that
we'll
unreal?
Fix the mind and then we'll fix the body.
But he's gone off doing it now and he's going to look brilliant. And then I'm going to be like, I wish I fucking should have done that.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing is, you're right though, my recreational time is quite minimal at the moment. Mm. And I do like spending it golfing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Which is good exercise too.
I've never been, listen, it's grand like exercise. I mean, you look.
You go
at the,
for a walk.
Like a little bit, but I do look at some golfers and go like, if you play 4 rounds every week and you're walking, or 6 rounds and you're out every day,
yeah,
the size of you. You know, sometimes like, now I know John Daly had a bad lifestyle, but anyway, the...
I don't know what to say about John.
No, John knows it himself, but anyway.
All right.
He's not from Tamlac. He's a professional golfer.
Okay.
There's a John Daly in town who's a golfer now going, why did Kendi fucking say that about me?
Yeah. Do I need to do the 8-week course?
But I do, I was never good at running or being in the gym, or I just find it shite. Like,
yeah,
you know, I'd rather do something that has a bit of something to it.
Well, I think you should, if you get this opportunity again, don't blame us.
I'm going to message a man back and say, why is this just like multi-marketing? We do just send that message out to a load of people.
Oh, the other fellow that texted you, Court?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't be texting him back. That's just weird.
That's just him.
Brendan is going to teach you how to be buff and lean for free.
That fella couldn't teach me nothing.
Yeah.
He couldn't teach you how to thrive, that fella. You're going to do, like, as in work out with me for free, Brendan.
Whatever you need.
Golf. Yeah, I want you to golf with me. It's expensive now.
I have 2 bits run by you before we wrap up.
Yeah, sorry, because we do have to wrap up soon.
Yeah,
I know
we do.
I'm doing the Ray thing. It might be a little bit short, but we do have to wrap up soon. Go on anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
First of all, do you remember I told you a story before about me, when I was living in Dublin, I had a big white van.
Yeah.
And I parked it.
You loved that Sprinter.
I loved that big white van. Renault Master.
It was a master, yeah.
Beautiful van, crew cab and everything. Was the best thing I ever had.
Yeah.
And I parked it outside my house, which I was in an apartment on Raglan Road, which is a very fancy spot. You may remember this story from a previous podcast.
Yeah.
And
I'm not going to do it.
What?
Of an autumn day.
Yeah. So I was driving the van, and next thing, out of nowhere, didn't I get a petition from the local residents
to not have your van
to not have
the
van parked on the road?
Yeah, the size of it,
because it was it didn't match the aesthetic,
yeah,
and it provided subterfuge for drug addicts.
Yes, and they were all shooting up out the back of Ray's
van.
So
if I wanted to stay,
and then all of a sudden that brings the gangbangers around to see them.
Yeah,
and then they're all shooting each other.
They're all shooting
and then
up. Yeah,
that's what, so they get rid of the master.
So I was forced into getting rid of the van.
I mean. Just unbelievable, by the way.
Yeah.
I know we probably talked about this the first time we talked about this, but the neck of some people to say...
It's happening. It's happening again.
What?
I'm on my new street now. I'm parking on my new street where we bought the house. And I have received 3 notes on the van to say you can't park here. So the first one was in a little plastic bag tied to the driver's door of the van. And it says, you can't park here. The second one was, don't park, it was on the dashboard, it was on the windscreen, and it says, don't park here, wheelie chair. Now, it's written in the handwriting of a child, but I presume it could also be an elderly person. And the last one then was sellotaped to the dash of the van, and it had, like, the windscreen had actually left an old residue on the windscreen, which I took an awful job to get off. But it says, no parking on this street. What do you do in that situation?
I am absolutely gobsmacked.
Yeah.
So the road that you bought your house on is a
public
street
with paid parking.
With paid public parking.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the same person doing this, obviously.
It absolutely is. Do and they're putting a bit of effort into it because they used Biro for one of them and it was double line letters, which was quite artistic, actually. I was going, Jesus.
Are you parking in the same spot every time?
No, it's literally on the one street.
So anywhere on that
street? Anywhere on that street, I'm getting notes.
You're being told not to park there?
Now, I put a response. I didn't do a, what do you call your man, Joe Lovett or whatever, Joe Blewett or your man. There's a book anyway.
Joe Lysis. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do the kind of over and back going, well, why can't I park here? Yeah. And then they write a response.
I am.
You're an agent.
Go on, I'm ripping.
Well, yeah. I wrote then resident of number whatever and they've stopped, thank God. But it was an interesting experience.
The thing is, resident of there or not.
Yeah. You can't be telling people not to park in a public road.
You can't be telling people not to park in a public road. And I just think the third one, explain the third letter again to me.
The third one was, it was sellotaped to the windshield of the van. It said no parking in marker and then on the street name in double lined red Biro. So they took time to do this.
But they sellotaped it to your window.
They sellotaped it to the window.
Do you know who it was?
No.
I would be inclined to say to them, and this is hot-headed Kendi coming in.
I can see that.
Don't ever touch my car ever again.
I thought the best thing to do would just be write the little response, and it seems to have worked. They seem to have got the message.
I just think they have no right to touch your car.
I know, yeah. But
sellotape to your car. Yeah, they don't own your fucking car.
No, like, they don't. No, no, no.
I would, honest to God, I would be going, listen, that's all good and well. I'm glad that we sorted it out and that you now know I live here.
Yeah.
If you ever touch my car ever again...
I'll find out. Like, I intend to be there for at least 37 years due to the mortgage.
And say, I can't get violent with you, obviously. Yeah. Number one, you're AC. Number two, it's legal. Mm. But I'm just letting you know now, this, I will be shiting in a bag and laving it on your doorstep every morning.
Jeez, you do have a hot-headed streak, haven't you?
I just think that the Harry Potter and the audacity of these bitches, right? just think that the audacity of I'm going to go over and touch someone else's property over and over again.
I'm going to write a note to tell them.
I'm going to sellotape something to someone's property.
Yeah.
Will you ever go away? Like, who?
Thanks, Mark.
The entitlement of people. Yeah. Now,
you know, if you had told me that story, I would have said, well, you're probably parked in the wrong spot. You know, no. The way I don't support people who tell stories.
I'm with you all the way. The thing is, that's a public road. Like, you can park wherever you want.
As long as
the only time I would ever say, like, the. You know, if you see a van that says, like, please leave 2 metres for a wheelchair park, then I'm like, don't park up behind that. Like,
if you park in front of a gate and someone can't get out from their home.
Yeah, but that is illegal.
That is illegal.
You cannot park in front of someone's gate and block access.
When the sign says no parking.
Yeah. No, but you can't block access to somewhere. But you're not doing that. You're parking. Like, I just think the audacity of them to go, look at this old van, your man is parking there.
Oh, yeah, and it was because it was a van.
It was because it was a van.
Because Laura has a wee car and there's not a tap in that.
It's because you have a van, but Ray,
people are vanist.
They are absolutely vanist, Ray.
Yeah.
I'm glad we put a word on it now.
People don't like the vans.
But that's what it is. Yeah. But unfortunately, like, it's a working world, lovey. And this gentleman bought this house and he has a right to have shite van as it may be. No, I'm joking. Pucky old, sowy old van as it might be. I cannot believe
that. Let's hope anyway. Well, I'll tell you if there's any updates.
Oh, I am
raging.
Raging with that.
Right, okay. The last item then is we want to say congratulations to Tony and Maggie.
Yes, we do.
Got married last week.
Yeah.
A wonderful wedding.
They had one of Ireland's top 800, top number one premier wedding bands, which Tony talked about in his speech.
They had Griller Radio at the day two of the wedding. You missed a really good band, though, on the first one, the main day of the wedding.
Go on.
The main day of the wedding in Markree Castle. You weren't there at that. It was mostly me.
It was mostly just you that was there, was it?
I was there at that one, yeah. They had a really good... The Casey Brothers played at that.
Yeah,
you would have really enjoyed that now, so you would have.
I don't know what you're trying to say here now, because I'm not going to say anything bad about it. I don't know them.
No, so Tony and Maggie, they had the kind of 2 days of wedding.
Oh, experience. You're trying to say I wasn't invited to day one. I didn't know what you were doing there. As if I give a man, I heard the day one was a Pukyao Sawyao day.
No,
I heard the day two, everyone was like, oh, I'm so glad we just came to the day two was the best thing ever. You brought a baby. Let's go. Oh, that's brilliant.
You did bring a baby to
I brought
the wedding.
A baby, yeah.
Fair play to you.
Don't bring a baby to a wedding.
No, Tony and Maggie, they got married in Markree Castle on the day one, which Mark wasn't at.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you weren't close friends and family.
Will you stop going on about it then? So everyone knows I'm not close friends and family.
And that
then.
Was the best day out of 2 days.
I heard the day two. I heard the day one was, if I'm being honest, I heard that it was a class day.
Yeah, yeah.
But people were murmuring. Yeah. Like, did you see, what are Ray and Laura doing that
What?
Day? That's what I heard.
What were they murmuring? Or why were we there?
Chinese whispers were golden. Did you see though? Why did they?
I got very sick at it.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, yeah. Markery Castle is a marvellous spot for the old food and drink.
So you were there for a joke, you see, because they were like, let's bring them.
And poison
give them. Food poisoning. Yeah. We got the chef to make one dish with his feet.
Yeah.
And then that's what I heard.
So I ate everything.
Yeah, you
I had every canapé. I had every biscuit, sandwich, drink. There was cocktails knocking around. Yeah. I had all of it. I woke up that night at 4 o'clock in the morning feeling like I was about to have a heart attack.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun. And then I was too sick then to go to the big party they had on day two for everyone else.
Yeah, you didn't turn up till about 8 o'clock.
I did, yeah. But at least I did see the Grill Radio top terminator number one wedding.
They were class in fairness, but yeah. We thought didn't like them now. We thought they were shite.
Yeah, you did bring the baby. Was that a nice experience? Was it one of the
it
best weddings you were
I have having? To hand it to Tony and Maggie because like, we were like, oh, look, we'll go, but I don't know if we won't know if we're going to be able to make it up. And they were like, just bring the baby.
Bring the child.
And they were like, any room you want in the place.
They're very generous. Speed.
It was unbelievable. It was great. And you know what? In fairness, do you know what the great thing about weddings like that is?
Yeah.
We don't really go out anymore and see people. Mm-hmm. We forget that we used to go to Fiddler's Creek every Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Without fail. Yeah. All of us. Yeah. Every Wednesday without fail. So days like that are great for just seeing everyone again. Yeah. Obviously, it's great that Tony and Mike got married, but like we had two or three tables there of people that we don't get to party anymore together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Which is very nice. And you didn't get to party with them that night
No,
either.
I mean, they're very different.
You had to go home.
Isn't it funny? No, we met it till 11:30. Like,
yeah,
but,
you did, yeah.
Isn't it funny, though, to land... We landed to those areas and everyone's, like, married now and, like, kids around and you're just like, geez, remember 10 years ago? I think I fucking...
Well, if you're not going to enjoy what's happening here in the house, you can always get back to those days.
I think I'm going to get my second wind in my 40s when me and Nicola get divorced.
The best thing to do is get an au pair in. I think that's one way
As
we've always talked about it, it's one way of, you know...
Yeah, if you want to recommend... I've been saying this to Nicola. We're going to get an au pair.
Yeah.
A beautiful young Spanish and I'm going to have an affair with her. And that's the best way for this to end.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me and her. I'm going to have an affair with an au pair.
News for next week.
An off-air, they call it.
An off-air.
Yeah.
News for next week.
Yeah, the news for next week is, unfortunately, me and Ray are two very busy gentlemen.
But it's not fair now to...
Huh?
Yeah, I feel bad now. We feel bad announcing this.
A little bit, but also mind your business, everyone.
But you know, there's people paying into the Patreon.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And they're
don't mind your business.
They're the big losers.
Yeah, you... Yeah,
so we're begging your forgiveness.
Yeah, if you please.
If you please.
The rest of you free listeners. why don't you just mind your business and take what you're given, okay? No, we're gone again next week, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I have a very big event where I have to get into a large birthday cake and burst out of it.
Beautiful.
So it's going to take 3 days to get me in.
To stay to you. Yeah, absolute.
They have to cook me into the cake. So they're just trying to find an oven.
They have to cook the cake around you.
They've cooked the cake around me.
Yeah, yeah.
Megan Higgins has her hands full there for the week trying to cook the cake around me. That might be the worst excuse ever for not having an episode next week.
No, that is not the truth. In fairness, I am away. Yeah. So I will not be able to actually record an episode.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm the problem.
Yeah, Ray is the problem. Yeah.
I'm the problem, it's me.
But
it also gives Mark a bit of an opportunity to...
Try and settle
the baby into a house. Yeah. And it gives Brendan more annual leave. Isn't that right, Brendan?
Brendan
by the way, there was Brendan's bits.
Oh yeah, go on, hit me with one of Brendan's bits.
I mean, it's
there
just the very last bit here now. Brendan's
go on, hit me
bits,
with this.
Brendan's bits.
So if the episode ends right after this next sentence that Ray says, you'll know if I thought it was good or not.
No, it's a piece of music.
Oh.
Yeah, it's apparently all the kids are listening to it now. I don't know what it play. Hold on. Doesn't that sound shite? That is called funk.
Okay, if that's music, Ray,
yeah,
I reckon that it must have been fucking done up in Columbus in the 50s. They started doing lobotomies on people, and then they said, right, let's all produce some music now.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Is that an Irish artist, Brendan?
No, I don't know what it is.
Not.
But
okay.
What do people, Brendan, listen to it doing?
Okay, allegedly it makes you feel more masculine.
If you're playing the PlayStation or you're drifting in a car... Do you know the way you'd be is it drifting? What do they call it?
Do you think that's the most masculine thing you can do?
It's
is
one
drift
of the masculine
car?
Things here in this country.
Is to drift in a car.
Oh, drifting in big donuts.
One of the most masculine things you can do in this country is almost not be seen in your car, that you're down so low. Your hand, yeah. The higher your hand is up.
Or you could be at a GAA match and roaring abuse at everybody and
everybody. Oh, yeah. That's really masculine. That is actually so masculine to do. So bang that on and abuse a referee who's just given his free time.
Yeah, you could throw half pint of drink at a concert.
Class idea for masculinity, masculinity as well.
Not talk about your feelings.
Cat call.
So, yeah.
Cat call at yours.
Yeah, absolutely. Or more.
Yeah, that's not all. Talking about your feelings is class as well. Yeah. But
so if you're not talking about feelings, you listen to that kind of
bury all the feelings way down deep
anything
inside.
Anything else now that's very masculine?
What else is super masculine in Ireland? Slapping each other on the back too hard. That's a big one.
Yeah, breaking stuff in the pub.
How are you, Paddy? Big fucking Jesus Christ, me fucking back.
Yeah.
Slapping your foot off the ground in the pub and banging your hands together.
Yeah.
That's a big, big one as well.
You probably see a lot of masculinity when you're out gigging.
I see a lot of masculinity when I'm out gigging as well. Yeah. Do you know what the most masculine thing you can do is? A big fair play to boys that do this, right? It's fellas that let women pass them. You know if it's a busy pub?
Yeah.
Let women pass them. But in doing that, find the need to actually touch the woman on the way past as well.
Jesus.
Fellas would be like, I'm a gentleman.
Yeah.
Lads, we're blocking the way for these women. So they'll shuffle. You know the shuffle?
Yeah.
Go on ahead there, you lovey. They put the hands out wide.
Yeah.
Go on ahead, lovey. You go through there. And then they'll touch them on the back on the way by, like they're letting them push by. And I'm like, you didn't need to fucking touch her on the way through.
That's
like,
true, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's a very masculine thing to do as well.
Yeah. Obviously, tongue in cheek is the masculinity we're speaking about here.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It is. Do you know what's really masculine, Ray?
Go on.
Raising two little baby girls, right? Without pulling your fucking hair out of your head every day. Do you know what else is masculine?
What's that?
Not fighting your wife. Yeah. Even though you have everything in your power is stopping you from going, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Do you know what else is masculine, Ray? What? Not going out for milk and fags and not coming back ever again. That's very masculine.
Do you know if you
ever... More times I've said to Nicola, I'm going out for Benson.
Yeah.
And I've gone and I've come back. That's very masculine. Do you know what else is masculine, Ray? Right? Putting everyone to bed, right?
Right.
Finally, getting off to a gig and entertaining people for 2 hours and coming home and crying on your own sitting on the toilet downstairs. That's very masculine, Ray.
And then you fart and all of a sudden it wasn't
Shut yourself,
Mark, if you ever need to come and take a break and stay with us, you can, you know.
All right, okay, well, let's go now and then. I'll just tell her. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Don't forget the live show tickets are now available for the 12th. Donegal Daddy Micheál is going to be there. I can't wait.
We'll be back in 2 weeks with a new podcast.
Yeah, we will. Fair play to Brendan flicking the keys off himself. And Ray, fair play to me.
Fair play to me.
Good luck.
Good luck.
The Kendi and Rabo Podcast, sponsored by Maeve's Cozy Front Lounge and the Garavo.